Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
We'll begin with Pope Francis, who is speaking out about gun violence. The AP sat down exclusively with Pope Francis and asked him about the string of mass shootings in the U.S. He says he regrets that the use of guns is becoming a habit among civilians. He also talked about homosexuality. The AP's Donna Warder has that.
We are all children of God, and God loves us as we are and for the strength that each one of us has to fight for our dignity. Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, but it's a sin.
Francis acknowledges that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against the LGBTQ community, and says bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change.
Mother Nature's going to slam much of the nation. Heavy rain expected in the Northeast. There's been ice and snow across much of the central part of the nation, and a tornado east of Houston knocked out power to tens of thousands of people. It flipped over cars and damaged homes. The mayor of Deer Park, Texas, Jerry Mouton.
We had a tornado touch down in Deer Park and across our city. Public Works has been working very hard over the last number of hours to remove debris. We have approximately 30 road closures from debris and or down power lines.
Nobody injured, though, he says. He was heard there on KTRK-TV. Germany says, yes, it will provide Ukraine with Leopard 2 battle tanks, and it'll let other countries who have those German-made tanks send them to Ukraine, too. U.S. officials say there is now a preliminary agreement for the U.S. to send M1 Abrams tanks to help Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to Peru. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this report on the trouble recently in Peru.
Confrontations between police officers and demonstrators continued in Lima on Tuesday amid ongoing demands for the resignation of President Dina Boluarte. Lima police officers in riot gear raised their shields and fired tear gas in a confrontation with protesters. Videos showing a man running through the street throwing a rock towards the police lines. Boluarte has called for a national truce, blaming the protesters for the political violence that's engulfed the country. The Tuesday anti-government protest was the largest and most violent since last Thursday, when large groups of people, many from remote Andean regions, descended on the capital to demand Boluarte's resignation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The newest member of baseball's Hall of Fame is Scott Rolen. The third baseman who had his best years with the Phillies and Cardinals was the only player elected by the baseball writers for induction in Cooperstown. It was his sixth year on the ballot.
I wasn't getting a call last year and I knew it, so we'll pay attention. And but this year it was a little different, and a little tightness in the chest, you know, all day, and not one way or another. It was just, wow, this is real.
Fred McGriff will also enter the hall this summer after being selected by an ERA committee last month. NBA two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, playing like a Hall of Famer, posted his fourth straight triple-double as the Nuggets made it 10 wins in their last 11 games, 99-98 over the Pelicans. Jokic hit the game-winning shot after New Orleans staged a late rally against Mike Malone's team.
One of the coaches said, New Orleans closed on a 10-2 run. And I corrected him. I said, no, we closed on a 2-0 run.
Denver's now just a half game behind Boston for the league's best record as the Celtics melted down against the Heat. NBA winners included the Clippers, Pacers, Wizards, Suns, and the Knicks, who snapped a four-game losing streak by beating the Cavaliers 105-103, thanks to 36 points from Julius Randle.
We dropped a few that, you know, we felt like we obviously should win. But for us to respond like that, obviously against a tough matchup with Cleveland, was great.
NHL, the Bruins continued their amazing run, beating the Canadiens 4-2, thanks to a late goal by Patrice Bergeron.
I was trying to beat my my coverage to try to find a loose puck and, you know, and trickle through like a couple skates. So got lucky on that one.
Other winners on the ice: the Avalanche, Devils, Red Wings, Penguins, Kings, Sabres, Predators, Ducks, Canucks, and Lightning. Tampa beat the Wild on a late Steven Stamkos goal. College basketball: number 5 Kansas State lost to number 12 Iowa State. Number 10 Texas and number 11 TCU won their Big 12 games. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Documents marked classified were found last week in former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The documents with classified markings make up about 4 boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
In California, San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus says the man accused of killing 7 people at a farm in Half Moon Bay worked at the farm. They still don't have a motive for the shooting. The sheriff says one person was injured.
The victim at the hospital is out of surgery and stable. Victims were adults and a mixture of Hispanic and Asian descent.
Police say the suspect used a semi-automatic handgun that was legally bought and owned. The Justice Department in 8 states are suing Google over digital advertising dominance. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's been going on for a while.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct.
The government alleges Google's strategy is to neutralize or eliminate rivals by buying other companies and to force advertisers to use its products by making it difficult to use competitors' products.
Website creators earn less and advertisers pay more.
Google's parent company says the suit doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation and raise ad fees. This is AP News. Everything Everywhere All at Once is leading the way with 11 Oscar nominations. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports there were some surprises.
What's happening?
Everything Everywhere All at Once is up for Best Picture and 10 other awards, including Michelle Yeoh for Best Actress. The other Best Picture nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar: The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. The Academy Awards will be held in Los Angeles on March 12th. Jimmy Kimmel will host.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world!
Actors who appear in the Marvel Universe films never get nominated for an Oscar. Until now. Angela Bassett is up for Supporting Actress for her role in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
They will not stop until the whole of Africa is theirs.
The Woman King was shut out completely from the nominations. No women were nominated for Best Director.
I won the lottery. I was the one who won the lottery.
How did Andrea Riseborough get nominated for Best Actress? She was in a little scene film called To Leslie. Riseborough benefited from a last-minute celebrity campaign to draw attention to her work. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Prime Minister of Denmark is facing criticism for proposing to abolish a springtime public holiday, Great Prayer Day, saying it would save money. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward.
We moved the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
That's 10 seconds closer to striking midnight than last year. The announcement comes from the president and CEO of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Rachel Bronson, who says,
"The members of the Science and Security Board moved the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine."
And while there are other factors,
"We are releasing today's statement in English, Russian, and Ukrainian. It is the first time we have done this, and we hope it garners the attention it deserves in the capitals most affected."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A gynecologist who molested some of his patients during a decades-long career has been convicted of federal sex trafficking charges. It took a Manhattan federal court jury less than a day to return its verdict against Robert Haddon after 9 former patients testified about how the gynecologist they once trusted attacked them sexually when they were most vulnerable. Haddon's lawyers admitted their 64-year-old client had sexually abused patients, but they said his guilty plea to charges in state court 7 years ago put those crimes behind him. Prosecutors said federal charges were appropriate because Haddon enticed women to cross state lines so he could attack them. Among those who went public with abuse charges were Evelyn Yang, the wife of former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Julie Walker, New York.
A New York State bill would stop entertainment venues from kicking out enemies. New York City's Madison Square Garden and other sports venues could be barred from refusing entry to perceived enemies of their owners under a bill introduced in the New York State Legislature seeking to amend a current state law. The plan is to add sporting events to the list of public places of entertainment that cannot refuse entry to people that arrive with a valid ticket. The original law without that clause was intended to stop Broadway venues from blocking theater critics that they didn't like. The Garden and other notable venues have bounced several people recently using facial recognition technology. The technology has been used to stop a New Jersey mom from accompanying her daughter on a Girl Scouts field trip and barred an attorney who owned New York Knicks tickets from attending the game. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Musician Willie Nelson will mark his 90th birthday with an all-star concert in Los Angeles this spring. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
My bills are all due.
Willie Nelson says he can't think of a better way to spend his birthday than being surrounded by family, friends, and the fans who made it all possible. Nelson will hold two concerts at the Hollywood Bowl on April 29th and 30th. Neil Young, Chris Stapleton, Lyle Lovett, Miranda Lambert, Snoop Dogg, and Casey Musgraves are on the lineup. So are Roseanne Cash, The Chicks, Tom Jones, Norah Jones, Beck, Bob Weir, Leon Bridges, Sheryl Crow, the Avett Brothers, and the Lumineers. Nelson also plans to release an album called I Don't Know a Thing About Love in March.
A World War II-era map has sparked a treasure hunt in a small village in the Netherlands. Prospectors have descended on Omeren, population 715. It's all over a hand-drawn map with a red-letter X, purportedly showing the location of a buried stash of precious jewelry looted by the Nazis in 1944.
A bank building gets hit, and the vault get hit as well, and all the possessions that were in the vault are on the streets.
Dutch National Archives researcher Annette Walken says German soldiers pocketed what they could.
Around April 45, when the Allies are moving in, it's getting a bit hot under their feet, and they decide to bury the treasure just where they are.
Holes in the ground can be spotted by people looking for treasure. Nothing has been found yet. This local woman says if they hear something, they head toward it. But I don't think it's good that they just dug into the ground. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.